Well, it seems that the holiday season creeps up earlier and earlier every year. Here we are in June, and Disney is already releasing information about a new holiday event happening down at Walt Disney World. A discussion on that and everything the holidays at Disney today on the Adult Meets Disney podcast. Stay tuned. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Adult Meets Disney podcast. I'm your host, Tom. I want to thank you for joining me for another week. And yeah, it's the holiday season, believe it or not. In June, the middle of June, we're talking about the holidays. And no, I do not mean we are talking about Halloween. I know that Halloween is, that's like everybody's favorite. Everybody loves Halloween. I am certainly in the minority where Halloween and I, we just don't get along. We're not buddy-buddy. For me, Halloween is one of those seasons that should be at the end of October, involve hot apple cider, hocus pocus, and some candy, and then we're good. We're good. We can just move right on. So I will always be happy, though, to talk about the holiday season. That's where I shine. I absolutely adore the holiday season and absolutely adore it down at Disney. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because Disney has announced a new holiday offering, as well as more information on Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at Magic Kingdom. So the new offering that Disney is putting out this year is called Jollywood Nights. It's a new holiday season hard-ticketed event happening down at Disney World, and it will be held at Hollywood Studios. Now, this is going to be a separate event compared to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Magic Kingdom has its own thing. Hollywood Studios is going to have its own thing, too. So per Disney, what this is going to feature is going to be a live holiday special hosted by Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy at the Theater of the Stars. And just a quick timeout on that, let's hear it for the Muppets getting more love at Hollywood Studios. I know that Muppet Vision has been around for seemingly ever. It is a classic. It shall not go anywhere. But kudos for Disney for giving the Muppets a little bit more love. So let's hear it for Kermit and Miss Piggy getting a little bit of love down there for this. All right, keep going on. The return of the nighttime spectacular Jingle Bell Jingle Bam will be coming back, a jazz lounge at the Hollywood Brown Derby, and as they're putting it, other worldly soiree at the Hollywood Tower Hotel Courtyard. That one seems interesting. I'm not sure how we're going to bridge what sounds like Halloween over into the holiday season, but interested enough to see it. A Latin street fair along Commissary Lane, a spirited sing-along at Hyperion Theater, and festive photo ops with Mickey Mouse and his friends, as well as blasts from the past like Phineas and Ferb and Powerline Max. And Powerline Max, the Goofy movie, it just does not get enough love. We all agree on that. There needs to be more love given. We're giving more love to the Muppets earned. Let's give more love to the Goofy movie. So happy to see that Powerline Max is coming back out. Shorter lines will also be available for all attractions at Hollywood Studios, and Rise of the Resistance will have a virtual queue for the night. The event is going to run on select evenings from November 11th through December 20th and will run from 8:30 at night till 12:30 in the morning, and guests who are there for the party will be able to enter Hollywood Studios a little bit ahead of time. So it's going to have the same rules and restrictions to it that the parties over at Magic Kingdom do. Now, ticket prices for this are going to range from $159 to $179 for ages 10 and up, and will be available for purchase on two separate dates, or at least starting on two separate dates. It will start on June 29th for those with reservations at select Walt Disney World resorts, Swan and Dolphin, and Shades of Green. And then it will go on sale for the general public on July 6th. So when I read all of this, it sounds like, and I'm gonna, this is the best word I could think of, it sounds like a slightly watered-down version of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party over at Magic Kingdom, but this can still be special in its own way. And I think it's because of the strategic utility of Hollywood Studios as where this is going. Hollywood Studios at the holidays has a very classic feel to it. It's like that, you know that area that's right in front of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway? It's like the courtyard area, the plaza area. They have a lot of old school holiday decor in that area. I'm talking like stuff that you would see in A Christmas Story. It's very like turn of the century, very like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s type stuff is in there. So it has that classic holiday vibe already in the park. So there is a chance that they could bring back that old time holiday feeling with this type of party. It could be that classic holiday versus the more spectacle holiday that Magic Kingdom offers. So it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of Magic Kingdom. Like, it doesn't have the parades and the fancy fireworks and all of that. But it sounds like this could be more of a timeless event. And I'm extremely curious to see how this plays out and compare it to that at Magic Kingdom. I as somebody who, you know, enjoys the holiday season, number one, but also has a connection to that older holiday vibe, that classic holiday vibe, this sounds like something that I would be interested in doing. I'd be interested in checking this out. So definitely curious to see how this event plays out. All right, looking over at Magic Kingdom for information on Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. This is going to run on select nights from November 9th through December 22nd. And well, this year actually has one more offering compared to last year. Last year, there were 24 parties. This year, there's going to be 25. Ticket prices for this are going to range from $159 to $199, which, sadly, is an increase in $10 from the lowest price last year. So, inflation. Now, tickets are going to go on sale for this, along with those four Jollywood nights on June 29th for those at those select resorts, and July 6th for the general public. And the standard experiences that you could expect at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, things like Mickey's Once Upon a Time Christmas Parade, which is awesome. It was great to see that. Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks, Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration Stage Show, as well as, since it's an after-hours event, shorter lines for a lot of the attractions at Magic Kingdom, and Tron this year, much like Rise of the Resistance over at Hollywood Studios, is going to be on a virtual queue. And park reservations are not required for this event. Now remember, park reservations, once we get into January, are going to be a thing of the past. But up until then, at least for these types of events, no park reservations are needed. Now, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, I have done that before. It's been a while. I want to say it was back in 2015 was when I did it. It was a great experience. I liked it. It's not something that I would do every single year. The price point certainly is goes into that. But it's one of those every so often I would be happy to do it. And I'm getting that urge to want to go back and do it again since it's been, about 8 years now since I've last done it. And I know that the Halloween party tends to be the most popular one, tends to be very favorable. And I've done the Halloween party before on Halloween itself, and it's fun. But like I said, Halloween, it just isn't for me. I'm more of the holidays vibe. The theming around Magic Kingdom for the party, well, in general, but specifically for the party, that parade, the hot chocolate and cookies, all the characters in their holiday costumes, the short lines, it just made for such a good time. You know, and not to mention, it snows on Main Street. I know it snows on Main Street a lot during the holiday season, but there's just something special about it when the whole thing is like all out with that parade going, and it's just that's what I would say about it. It's great. So it really is a spectacle. Remember, I said that Jollywood Nights is reading like it's going to be more of the classic old-time holiday feel. This is the spectacle. This is the bells, the whistles, the whole nine yards. So if you want that holiday ooh and ah, Merry Christmas Party is where you're going to go. That would probably be the one. Again, not really knowing at all what Jollywood Nights is like just based on the description, but a spectacle certainly is Magic Kingdom at the holidays. Now, Disney is also promising a new Frozen-themed castle show as part of the overall holiday festivities at Cinderella's Castle. So I don't know if this means that we're going to get the castle lighting in a different way, if we're going to have anything with that. Disney hinted towards there could be something going on with this, that there might be something with castle and illuminating your way to the castle. So I'm curious to see what happens, but I think we can all agree we want the castle lights at the holidays to come back now that the 50th is over. We can bring those back. Please, Disney, we want them back. And also returning this year are our standard favorites down at Walt Disney World, like the Candlelight Processional over at Epcot, Merry Menagerie, the puppets at Animal Kingdom, and the Christmas Tree Stroll at Disney Springs. They're all coming back, and I'm sure information on them are going to be released as we get a little bit closer. And let's not forget about Disney Cruise Line with the very merry time sailings that you can book right now. And Disney also said that there are two new activities coming for that. There is a new take on the tree lighting. So in the atrium of the Disney cruise ships, there is a massive Christmas tree that they put out. And what Disney's saying is on the first night of every very merry time sailing, there's now going to be a new method of lighting this tree with Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and holiday songs and all this stuff. And then Santa will make an appearance after the tree is lit. There's also going to be a new stage show. So it sounds like this is going to be up on the deck with Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends in new costumes. So a new stage show, as well as a new tree lighting on Very Merry Time Sailings this year. So you can definitely check those out. I have not done a Very Merry Time Sailing. We actually did Halloween on the high seas a few years back, but never say never. There will always be the chance for a Very Merry Time Sailing. And if you want to get down to Walt Disney World this holiday season, Disney has recently announced some new discounts on hotel offerings for a variety of people, about up to 25% off for most folks at select resorts. But if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can receive even more off than that. So Disney came out and said that Disney Plus subscribers can receive up to 35% off on rooms at select Walt Disney World resorts for select nights from October 22nd through November 2nd and November 26th through December 25th. So to see what is available, you need to log into this specific page on the Disney website, and you log in with your Disney Plus credentials, and then it'll tell you what options are available for you. So you just punch in the dates that you want to go, and it'll tell you what rooms and resorts are going to have this discount to be applied. So you have to check that out before you want to go down. And as you know, these things book up really quickly. So if you are in any way interested in checking out some of these discounts, you want to get down there. All of the dates for both Jollywood Nights and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party are available online right now. So you can plug those dates in and see if there are any nights, if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, where you can get that 35% off and see if, maybe that savings can be used to get one of these tickets to one of those after-hour parties. That's something you can check out. The holiday season down there is just spectacular. That's honestly when most of the time that we have gone down, it has been for the holiday season. It is just wonderful. It's nice. It is not like melting humid outside, which is also a perk of going down to Florida in December. So really, really do enjoy it. Really excited to see what this Jollywood Nights is about. I don't think it's something that's going to be in the cards for us this particular year, but I think that's all right. I kind of want to live vicariously through some folks on YouTube, see what it looks like, and then if it continues in the future, maybe it's something to take a look at then. All right, that is everything for this week. So if you like what you heard here and you want to continue to hear more, please like and subscribe to the Adult Meets Disney podcast. Follow us on Twitter, AMDizPodcast. We're also on TikTok, AMDizPodcast. And do be sure to tell a friend to do the same. Until next time, everyone, I hope you have a magical day.